For many black women, finding love is a serious issue. Census data show that roughly 40% of black women have never been married. That's nearly twice the percentage for white women. One entrepreneur in Los Angeles is fighting those odds, as Janae Darden reports.
More than 100 black women pack a small Italian restaurant near West Los Angeles. It's standing room only. They're not here for the good food. These ladies are looking for something different.
I am an international lover. All right, I am a equal opportunity lover.
Meet entrepreneur and LA socialite Felice Weaver.
That means I love who is good to me. All right, I don't want anybody just because they're a certain color.
Weaver is African American. She dates men of all colors, black, white, brown, and wants more black women to do the same. Weaver is kicking off her seminar, Free Your Mind, the Black Girl's Guide to Interracial Dating. The idea came to her after noticing many of her black friends had it all, a career, house, independence, but no man. Some black professional women say it's harder to find a black man on their level. You can see the trend on college campuses. According to the Department of Education, in the fall of 2007, 36% of black students enrolled in college were men, 64% were black women. But Weaver argues Mr. Right doesn't have to be Mr. Black.
Okay, there's no reason for us to believe that we have to be alone. Okay, the only thing that's keeping us from finding someone is that we limit ourselves.
Interracial dating is a sensitive issue in the black community, and African Americans have a brutal history with race relations, and some black people see dating outside the race as betraying the culture. Still, more black men are thinking outside the box. According to research from Stanford, black men are nearly 3 times more likely than black women to marry interracially. If we're set on black love only, Weaver says black women may be passing up good men.
Some of y'all out here have gotten some signals and y'all blew them off because he wasn't chocolate, okay? But we got to get over that, unless you want to be home with chocolate cats.
Forget the cats. Let's talk men. A dozen non-black men spoke on a panel. All date or are married to black women. They answered questions about crossing the color line. For instance, how do you know if a non-black guy likes black women? Francisco Dow and Mark Heller answer.
If a white guy or Asian guy or Mexican guy, whatever race irrelevant likes you, then he's going to ask you out just like a black man would.
Well, you're in a social setting. When a man comes up to you, he's interested. That's it. He doesn't.
Of course, they touched on that other sensitive topic for black women, hair. Are other men okay with the various textures and style of black women's hair? The entire panel agreed. Short, long, straight, or kinky, it doesn't matter. Christopher Raleigh is white and is married to a black woman. After his wife burned herself with a curling iron, he told her,
"Don't do this because of what you think I want you to be like.
Just be yourself.
Be you and your beautiful, natural."
They also heard from a few black men. Weaver says she invited them to send a message that some black men support this cause, and the program is not to bash them. Rael Sims was one of the black male speakers. He's a relationship coach. Sims encourages his black female clients to expand their options, but do it for the right reasons.
Because if you're going in it thinking that, well, if he's not African American, he's going to treat me better, and I'm going to be really happy. Because regardless, we're all still men.
A lot was covered in 3 hours. Some ladies say they're sticking with black men only. Others, like Star Dixon, plan to open their dating pools to non-black men.
They are actually a viable option. So I'm excited and look forward to my future dates.
Regardless of who the women choose to date, Weaver hopes they left the seminar with at least one idea.
Dating is just dating. Men are just men. You know, it's all the same at the end of the day.
Weaver is taking the Free Your Mind seminar to Chicago, Atlanta, and New York this fall. For NPR News, I'm Janae Darden.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.